Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tonight, we're getting tricky. We're going to pull a fast one on you. I don't know whether or not you're going to pick up on it. I suppose some of you will be really thrown by our decision. Others of you might have no idea what we're talking about when we tell you we're going to switch it up. We're going to pull a sleight of hand. The bait and switch. I think that's illegal in business, in commerce. Yeah, we ran into a bit of a conundrum, and because of that, it led to a brilliant idea, if I do say so myself. Now, most of the ideas on the show that are mine are brilliant. I can't even say that with a straight face. Most of the good ideas on the show are mine. That's so wrong. Sorry. You know that when I'm laughing like a hyena, it means that I am not being sincere. Nah. Anyway, we ended up with a bit of a conflict and a conundrum. And so because of that, we're switching it up on this edition of The Hump Show. Right. That's a tease, isn't it? It sure the heck is. Just you wait. I feel like some of you who count on our show and especially what we call the Hump Show staple, Ask Amy Anything, you count on it at the time at which we always field your questions and play this special game. What will you do without it? You may find that your day either ends or starts with a weird sensation because something is missing. But others of you, and I know there are a lot of you who listen in a fairly regular pattern and routine. It's funny because one of the rules that you learn as a host, especially when you're working in network radio, and I had to learn it. It took me a few years at my previous network. But one of the rules that you have to learn as a host is that most radio listeners are not sitting around staring at their radio or their phone. They're listening as background noise. And honestly, I work in radio, but that's what I do. When I drive, I'm always listening to the radio. And a lot of times, I swear, I will be so intent on waiting for the traffic and weather. And then all of a sudden, I'll realize traffic and weather aired and I wasn't even paying attention. Because I'm busy thinking about the show or busy thinking about traffic or whatever else. That's what happens. We are so good, especially in 2022. We fill our minds, our ears, our space with noise. There's a lot of people out there who, friends and family of mine, who can't sleep without the TV on. Or the radio on. And some of you are like that, right? You're not staring at it. You're just using it as a companion. And so then back to the rule you learn is that if you can get people to listen intently for 5 minutes, that's actually a major score. Score! And a lot of you listen in very specific patterns. When you're driving home from work, when you're driving to work, when you're at work. but you take your breaks at specific times and you leave the radio. Now, I get it. There's a lot of you that will grab the podcast and listen to whatever and whenever you want. Some of you, we're pleased to have those of you who listen all night with us because you're driving or you're working and you're allowed to have the radio with you. Maybe you're at the gym at a particular time of the morning or night. So whatever it is, we recognize that a lot of you listen at very specific times if it's part of your weekly routine. And I'm the same way. When I'm driving into work, I know if I'm late, if I'm running behind, if I'm early, based on what's happening on the radio at the time. And so when we make changes like the one that we have decided to make on the Hump Show, it's going to throw some of you. You're not going to know what's happening. You're going to think you're listening to the wrong hour. It's going to be like when you turn the clocks back or you move them forward. You're not going to have any idea what's happening. You'll forget what time it is. Now, if we took the boom off of the show, oh no, many of you would be lost. You would be lost as though you were in a black hole. So we're going to screw with you, is what I'm saying, essentially. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's on purpose, though. There's a point to it. We ran into a conflict, and so something got to give, right? It is the Hump Show, which means you can ask Amy anything, and you want to look for the bright orange box that producer James just put up on our show Twitter account, After Hours CBS, and I will retweet. Because we want you to have options. There's another option. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. We've got hoops and hockey postseason tonight. We've got a little bit from the NFL. As you know, around the league, a lot of rookie minicamps are taking place. And so because of that, we have access to coaches here, players there. So we'll dabble in football tonight. Dan Campbell is can't miss radio always. Tom Brady, he's going to have to get adjusted to the dark side. I mean, he's got some time. He's not making the jump to the dark side yet, but considering his opinion of the media and criticizing football players, well, he's going to have to figure out how to do it without using his middle fingers. Also, as much as Tiger Woods playing in the PGA Championship at a course where he previously won this major is a story, no doubt the biggest story is the void left with no defending champion, no Phil Mickelson. I haven't heard anyone talk about this PGA tournament that tees off on Thursday without mentioning how strange, how odd, how jarring, how perplexing it is that Phil Mickelson is not there. And just to clarify, it's his choice. It does not fit with what we know about the swashbuckling gambler that is Phil Mickelson, both on the course and off. He is all about acting first and thinking later. He doesn't consider the cost when he goes for broke with one of his crazy shots on the course. Sometimes it flames out and goes horribly wrong. But because he's so damn good at what he does, most of the time it works. And so that's how he lives his life. We know that literally he's a gambler. He gambled and he lost with the PGA. And what now? He's turned tail and gone into hiding. I am so confused by this whole thing. Because I do believe that the quicker he comes out of his self-imposed exile, the better. The quicker he returns, the quicker we move on. And by we, I don't mean the media. I mean collectively, the American public, American sports fans. We get bored very easily. Have you noticed? We're all about what have you done for me lately? We're all about what's trending now. We are all about instant gratification. Thus the social media phenomenon. If Phil Mickelson returns and plays golf, the whole thing starts to fizzle out very quickly. And again, this is not the choice, or the decision, I should say, of the PGA Tour. He's not suspended. He's not blocked. He's not blackballed. He's choosing not to play. Though there is some talk that he's about to go all in on this Saudi Arabian tour. Maybe the split with the PGA is coming. And here's my opinion on that. If that's what you want to do, go do it. You've worked your entire life at this game of golf. And if what you want to do is play on the Saudi Arabian tour and make a ton, we're talking a boatload of money, then go do it. Who cares if you're the only one? If that's what makes you happy, go do it. Unless, of course, you're scared of those Saudi Arabians that you insulted with your comments. Oh, dear. He's got apologizing everywhere. But that's the thing. Once you apologize, which he did, we lose interest pretty quickly. We're like that. We'll get attracted by some other shiny object and move on pretty quickly. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And again, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. With my apologies to the opener of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA and two series openers in the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Do you know what the major buzz in my neighborhood was on Tuesday afternoon? Thank God it's not how awful my lawn looks, because I'd feel terrible. My lawn in 2 weeks, because I was away on vacation, has grown. Well, the weeds have grown. They're probably a foot and a half tall. It's embarrassing. And the entire lawn is covered with pollen. And Penny decided to stop, drop, and roll in it this afternoon. Oh, my gosh. She loves to roll. Roll in snow, roll in sand, and clearly roll in pollen is just as much fun. So it's as James said to me earlier, it's a really good thing you're not allergic. No doubt, because she's like tracking. She's a pollen dog. She's yellow. She's not brown anymore. Now she's yellow.
A true pollinator, like a bee. Right?
She's a pollinator. So
Penny the pollinator.
Penny. You know how much I love alliteration. Penny the pollinator. Yep, that's her. She was so happy too. She rolled extra, I think. She has this big old grin on her face. Anyway, so thankfully there was a distraction in my neighborhood on Tuesday, so no one's looking at my lawn. I woke up to text messages, emails from the town and others about, are you ready? A black bear wandering around our neighborhood. So then, and I'm not thinking much of it, because I grew up in New Hampshire. We had a bear that lived in our front. Well, it wasn't a lawn. We had woods. That was what the front of our house was. And so we had a black bear that lived there. They're generally not harmless unless they're mama bears and they've got cubs. They're generally harmless. Sorry. They're not about attacking humans. The only time that you really need to worry about them is when they've got cubs, because then they become uber protective, obviously, thus the phrase mama bear. But for the most part, they don't want anything to do with humans. These are not grizzly bears. They're black bears, brown bears, whatever. And so I start to walk Penny. I didn't really think much of it, because most of the time the bears will hide unless they're right in the middle of a big old meal, and then they're kind of going to look at you, size you up. So I'm walking Penny. I'm not kidding you. Five different people, neighbors I do not know, stop me to warn me about the bear in the neighborhood. And so come to find out, it was a block behind my house and then over another half a block. So it wasn't that far away. And so Penny and I are doing our thing. Of course, she's slower than molasses, right? Because it's I don't know, who knows why, because she's old. And so we're dilly-dallying around, and that gives more people time to tell us about the bear. And we got warned everywhere. And then I finally encountered the neighbor who actually saw the bear, the one who called it in she alerted the authorities about the bear.
The whole neighborhood watch was out there. Huh?
Yeah, no. Funny, too, because they're all warning us, but then they're outside looking for the bear. Like, everybody's outside trying to spot the bear.
There's a bear out here, but yet everyone's outside looking for the bear.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people are outside warning you under the guise of, oh, I got to make sure my neighbors know.
Did you hear it's not safe to be outside?
Yeah, but mostly, one neighbor actually admitted we came outside to see if we could see him. I was like, yep. I mean, that's what people do. And so the poor bear is probably terrified because he can't get out of the neighborhood. He doesn't know what's happening. He wandered in looking for food because this is about the time when bears start to come out of hibernation after their long winter's nap. I'd like a long winter's nap.
That'd be nice, right?
Every now and then.
A little three-month nap.
So he's probably scared to death and trying to get the heck out of Dodge. And people are lining the streets looking for the poor bear. So this woman said to me, and I'm not exactly sure what she was talking about because I don't know of any abandoned houses, but maybe a house that's under construction, something like that, that she was walking by with her two little, like, little teeny dogs. They're called... I forgot what kind, but they're teeny. They weigh less than my cat. They're like yip yip dogs.
Chihuahua?
No, not that kind. They've got hair, fur. I'll remember when I think about it. Anyway, so they look like, oh, you know what they look like? Gremlins. You know, gizmos. They look like gizmos.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name.
Like little teddy bears. Anyway, so she's got two of them, and she's like, oh, yeah. We were walking by this abandoned house, and my dog started yipping, and I look up, and I see some movement, slow movement. She thought it was an older neighbor just kind of walking slowly around the house. No, it's a lumbering bear. And so she said the bear looked at her. She looked at the bear. She picked up her two little puppers and started to move on quickly, and the bear just kind of looked around and walked a little slowly, but... didn't do anything. I mean, again, the bear's probably terrified trying to get the heck out of the neighborhood.
Wait, the bear was in the house?
No, walking around the side of the house.
Side of the house.
Right, so probably looking for food. And it's she said abandoned, but I'm not really sure what that means. Mostly, we've got a few houses under construction, right? So that's probably what she was talking about. It was a home that no one was living in. And so the bear's just kind of hanging out. And,
that's the bear's house now.
Anyway, so yes, it's hysterical to me that I mean, I was outside for maybe 15 minutes, and I heard it from like six or seven people.
So what do they do if you catch, I guess animal control will come and try to.
I mean, they're not going to be, we don't have, it's not like a big town. We don't have a ton of police officers that are patrolling around. And I didn't see the animal control vans. Actually, earlier, so maybe 6 years ago in the same neighborhood, one evening, all of a sudden, this is kind of scary. My backyard was really dark. It's not where I live now. There are lights out in my backyard, people with flashlights, and there are like the police car with his blue lights flashing in the front of my yard. So the neighbors had seen a bear walk. I didn't see it, but had seen a bear walk from their yard into my yard. And then there were trees on the back of my yard, kind of through those trees and out. And so they'd called the police. And so the police are walking around my backyard looking for the bear. Yeah. And so anyway.
No warning.
Right. It was a little bit scary. I'm like, what are those flashlights doing in my backyard?
A little knock on the door.
Yeah, seriously. And so anyway, we've had frequent bear sightings. It's not, we border this area that's all woods. And so you can imagine the bears are wandering around. The more people, the more food, or the more homes, the more food. And so anyway, this was the big buzz in my neighborhood. Here's what else happened, Jay. Okay, so you and I were commiserating over how much we're paying for gas, which I know is a general phenomenon all over the country. I actually did a U-E on, not an actual U-turn on the highway, but I was going northbound toward my home. The gas on my side, northbound, was 10 cents more expensive than what it was southbound. So I get off the highway, I do the turn, I go southbound, you know, I get my gas for this morning, $4.47 per gallon. So from the time I left on vacation, it's jumped 40 cents.
That seems like a steal.
Right. So here's the deal. So I get my gas. I can't bear to pay more than $55. I think I had $60 cash in my wallet left over from vacation. And all I could only part with the 55. It hurt. Like, it was painful enough. So I thought, I'll do 55 and it'll mostly fill up my tank, and then I'll worry about later in the week. So then I do the turn again. I go back home. Driving by that same gas station tonight on the way to work, I'm not exaggerating or joking about this, 40 cents more expensive. It went from $4.47 to $4.87 in the span of 12 hours.
I mean, I told you that the one I got gas last night, and in my local town, it was $4.60 something. And then this morning on the way back, so in that couple span of overnight, it jumped up 20 cents to $4.80 something. Yeah. So now if you're in Jersey and it was $4.40 to $4.80, mine that home's going to be, what, $5.20?
Oh, it's headed that direction. Everything I've heard from prognosticators and economic analysts is that it's going up for the summer driving season. People are on the move because the last 2 years they want to take vacation. That this is one reason why airplane fares are so high is because of the fuel.
Yeah.
Diesel's even more expensive than what we use in our most of us use in our cars. So here's what I want to throw out there. We'll just kind of throw the question out there, and I know a lot of you responded when I tweeted about this earlier because it hurt to put $55 in my gas tank.
And it's not even full.
And not even fill it. Oh my gosh. And I have a small SUV. My car, Princess Leia, gets 30 miles to a gallon. It's not like I am driving some massive, unpractical vehicle. But I'd like to know how much it is where you are. So just send us a tweet and let us know how much you're paying for gas. I know in Houston, where my mom lives, it's actually cheaper. But it jumped 40 cents in the span of 12 hours. How is that even a thing? 40 cents? And it's not even price gouging.
That's unheard of. When I first started driving in like the early 2010, 2011, gas was kind of expensive, but it wasn't jumping at the rate that it's jumping right now. This is the most I've ever seen.
And according to a report that I heard on CBS News on Monday, it's already $2 more than it was this time last year. So $2 more expensive per gallon than it was this time last year. Ouch. How is anyone supposed to survive with gas and I have to still buy groceries post vacation. There goes my entire paycheck. Gas and groceries, my entire paycheck. I'm gonna have to get like a third and fourth job. Ouch. And I'm laughing because otherwise I'll cry. Yeah, it's painful. So send us a tweet after hours CBS or my Twitter, A-Law Radio, and let us know how much the gas is where you are. And please don't tell me to buy an electric car. I'm not getting rid of my car. I just am going to have to suck it up. And so we would love to hear from you. And our phone number is 855-212-4227. And then we're going to talk about sports. What? Wait, what? You do that here? Sometimes. The Heat manhandled the Celtics in one quarter, and that was all they...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Needed. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Threw it away. Right to the hands of Jimmy. Will it be a pick six? He pump fakes twice, three times, puts it up over top of both Tatum and Brown for two.
Jimmy Butler leading all players in the postseason and steals, gets a rip there. Back-to-back rips by Butler.
Up and down for two more. Jimmy gets steals and buckets. Near side inbound by Vincent. Bounce pass to Tucker. Handoff on the left wing. Back to Vincent. He fires a three. He knocks down the three. Bruce comes to screen. He rejects it. Goes right by Tatum. Pauses. Gets it back to Strus. Back to Jimmy on the right side. Elevates. Fires a three at the end of the shot clock. And knocked it down. Right in Tatum's face. Jimmy Butler and his 33 points. Handed off to Strus. Three ball. Right wing. I love the juice. The juice from Strus. Everybody get loose.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was an onslaught, a veritable onslaught in the third quarter by the Miami Heat. As you hear Jason Jackson and Ruth Riley on Miami Heat radio, the Heat come out of the halftime locker room trailing by eight. In fact, had trailed by, I think it was 13 at one point in the second quarter. And what have I told you about the Miami Heat? Their general game plan is to make opponents frustrated, is to bully them both physically and mentally. Physical, tough, aggressive play that essentially ties opponents in knots. Just it gets you so frustrated that you leave your game plan and you end up kind of chasing your tail, if that makes sense. And it's on both ends of the court. It's the defense that they turn into offense. They've got the athleticism. And we saw in that third quarter what the Miami Heat are capable of. Now, the Celtics did not have Al Horford. That's a huge loss for them. He's a leader vocally. He's also a leader in terms of how he plays. He plays that same physical game. He does not back down. He's not intimidated, nor is Marcus Smart. So you're missing two guys that can battle and go toe-to-toe with the Miami Heat with that style of play and also keep their guys calm, right? Keep everybody on the same page. And so without Al Horford, without Marcus Smart, your own physical game takes a step back. But in that third quarter, the Heat come out and you hear it in that stretch. Steals to buckets. Steals to buckets. A 24-2 run in the third quarter. How about that? And the Celtics end up essentially, like I say, chasing their tails, running around in circles. They had no answers in that third quarter. Miami finishes this game with 10 steals and a dozen block shots. Hello. It's a defensive clinic. And really a lot of it was there in the third quarter. So you're missing two starters of your Boston. You've got tired legs because you just played a game seven against the defending champions on Sunday. And the Heat had another gear that Boston did not. Jimmy Butler, the catalyst. In the third quarter alone, he had 17 points, 27 in the second half. Now, here's the crazy part. As much as the Heat grab momentum with that 24-2 run, Do you know right after that, the Celtics were within striking distance. They were only down by a bucket here, two buckets there, but they couldn't sustain it. They used all the energy they had to stay closer, to pull within striking distance in the third quarter. And then, like, just they were done. So they don't have to travel now. They can try to rest and recoup and hopefully get Marcus Smart back for game number two. The issue, of course, is that Al Horford's in health and safety protocols. Believe it or not, the NBA is still doing that. I didn't actually know that was still, I mean, I did know it was still a thing. Steve Kerr was just in it. But health and safety protocols has just claimed Al Horford. And so we'll see how quickly he is able to return. We'll get the reaction from Miami, where not only is it Jimmy Butler with 41 points, but Bam Adebayo has 10 points and 4 block shots. Tyler Hero, well, not only did he dazzle in the first half to keep the Heat afloat and close, but then he shows up at the postgame press conference in a sleeveless attire, which got the whole room cracking up. And then what went wrong for the Celtics? Jaylen Brown in stretches did not look himself, though he did finish with 24 points in that third quarter. According to Ime Udoka, they won every other quarter, but that one, that's how bad and how decisive it was for the Miami Heat. We're already seeing your tweets come in, and Peter Schwartz is here in studio. We'll put up a spot on the Bay Area. I was reading something while I was like, we'll put up a spot on Facebook as well, is what I meant to say. We actually were talking about this, and then I'll let you do your update. The fact that I filled up this morning. So northbound on the highway, I actually didn't fill up. I could only bear to part with $55. Northbound on the highway, it was 10 cents more expensive. And so I actually did the U-E, did the turn, went southbound, away from home, got gas, and then turned around and went back home. And so that same gas station where I paid $4.47 this morning, I was driving by it tonight, Pete, $4.87.
Oh my God.
In 12 hours, it jumped 40 cents. And since Monday, it's jumped 60 cents. And so I'm now in northern New Jersey, which New Jersey is theoretically supposed to have some of the cheapest prices in the nation. The taxes have gotten us lately, but I know New York is more expensive. So what are you paying on Long Island?
On Long Island, near my house, Tuesday morning, I had to run out and I put some gas in. It was $4.79.
So, okay, here's your homework. Are you ready?
Yeah.
When you go home, look at that same station and see how much it's jumped since Tuesday morning.
Because after I wake up, I'll take a look, because I'm not going to pass that gas station when I come home from the train.
I'll bet you in 24 hours that it will have jumped 40 cents in 12 hours, that same gas station.
Did you see a few weeks ago the NBA on TNT roundtable about the gas prices, the whole thing with Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley and Shaq?
I did.
They were going back and forth about gas prices. Kenny Smith was all, he was worried about filling up his car. And he's like, I'm not paying like $50 to fill up my car. And Shaq is like trying to tell him, well, just put $20
in. Oh, yes, I did see that.
I mean, that was the whole argument. That was just that. Ernie Johnson is sitting there like,
about how it costs less if you only put $20 in at a time, which of course isn't true. But the two of them were going back and forth.
Yeah, I feel that way sometimes. Like if I pull in and like it's expensive, I'm like, I'll just put $25 in.
Right.
But then I'm like, I'm back 2 days later anyway.
Exactly.
So I just put the 50 in.
It's gone up. So this morning I could only bear to part with $55. I couldn't believe it. And it didn't even fill up my tank. But now I'm like, you dummy, you should have filled up because it's now 40 cents more expensive. But I guess my naivete, I was hoping that it would drop at some point this week, but it's not going to.
I'm going, when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to ask my wife if she needs me to go pick up anything at BJ's. Because the BJ's near our house has a gas station too, and they give you a little discount
that
if you're
would be
a member.
Nice. Yeah.
So I think I'll go fill up if it's a little cheaper than where I'd normally go.
I paid $4.14 in North Carolina on Saturday morning. I need to go back. I need to go back. Plus, I barely used my car all week. The problem is, if I am perpetually on vacation, I will be broke and fat very quickly. So that's not happening. So I need to work. All right. Well, Peter Schwartz is here. We're taking your tweets, A-Law Radio, lots of you from all over the country and actually north of the border as well. Whether it's Twitter or Facebook, how much are you paying for gas right now? And where are you, of
Too
course?
Much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, that goes without saying, but yes, hashtag too much.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Jimmy, Tatum in front. I love that these two have guarded each other a good portion of the night. Jimmy spits right on him, knocks it down right in that beautiful head of hair. Those great eyebrows, that lovely mustache and goatee, had to handle all of that. Inbound ball game. This one belongs to the Heat. They take the 1-0 series lead in this Eastern Conference Finals against Boston. They trailed in this game by 13. Went up by as much as 20.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Yeah. Although I suppose talking about skyrocketing gas prices isn't necessarily the way to put you in a good mood. But it is reality. And I try to connect with you all and talk about what you're talking about. And this is certainly on the minds and mouths of most of my family and friends. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Jason Jackson with the calls. Jimmy Butler, that dagger three. And he and Jason Tatum, the two superstars in this series. We saw Tatum nearly put in 20 in the first half alone, but it was Jimmy Butler who had the last laugh with 27 in the second half. He finishes with 41, and get this, as much as that 41 is really impressive, here's a breakdown of some of his other stats from this game. He was 17 of 18 from the free throw line. The Celtics not only were turning the ball over, especially Jason Tatum in that third quarter, courtesy of Butler, the Butler did it, but when Butler would then turn and race the other direction, they would grab him. Grab him, smack him, hit him, trip him. I mean, he's a load, obviously. He's athletic, and they weren't defending him straight up. They were chasing. They were clutching and grabbing. And so he ends up on the free throw line, 18 shots from there, and makes 17 of them.
A killer.
Huge. 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks, and a partridge in a pear tree. So in that third quarter, the Heat not only manhandle the Celtics in terms of their defense, but also outscore them by 25. Ball game, a 24-2 run is really what powered them going from 8 down at the break to nearly 20 points up in that third quarter alone. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. What did Eric Spoelstra say at halftime, Jimmy Butler?
It's crazy because he didn't have to say too much. We already knew what we were doing wrong, turning the ball over, not getting back. And so we talked about it and we came out and I was like, you know what? We're at home. We got to play better basketball. We got to play better as a team.
Jimmy just really inspired everybody in that third quarter. Those two steals kind of changed the momentum. And then every time and pocket in the game when we needed to control, you know, the game or get the right shot or make the right decision, Jimmy had his fingerprints on that.
I feel like our energy shift
That was the biggest key. Our energy stiff. We started getting stops on defense and running and getting in transition, and the crowd got into it.
The crowd definitely did. From Jimmy Butler to Eric Spoelstra to Bam Adebayo, who had four block shots himself. Jimmy is heart and soul of this team, not to mention its best player. But he doesn't care about scoring. What he cares about is winning. So 27 in the second half, but his defense was just as notable. So for Ime Udoka and the Celtics, what the heck happened after halftime?
Got out tough, out physical. They looked like they came out in the second half, you know, and wanted to up their physicality and aggression and on both ends, and they did that. I don't think we obviously responded well to on either end of the floor. We had eight of our 16 turnovers in that quarter, played in the crowd on offense, got sped up, and then defensively, offensive rebounds, getting muscled around in the post. Some poor fouls, got them to the free throw line, and so, you know, flipped very quickly and just lost our composure. And, you know, we won three quarters other than that, but obviously that one's going to stand out.
They went on a run. We got a little bit out of hand, out of sorts, turned the ball over and just gave up way too many baskets. I think we lost the game in the third quarter. Most of the time we play good basketball. Tonight they got the best of us. We do a good job of responding and answering runs for the most part. It's a part of the game. You know, give credit to Miami. They outplayed us tonight, especially in that third quarter. I got to be better. We got to be better. Be more poised in that situation. We go look at the film, and we come back.
Obviously, they was down at halftime, so, you know, they came out playing hard in the third quarter. You know, it's on me. I had 6-7 turnovers, and just knowing that I got to take care of the ball better, especially in those situations when they're going on runs like that. Just try to regroup, regather, and not let it snowball like it did. Myself included, too many turnovers. You know, I got to play better in those situations.
From up 13 in the second quarter to down 20 in the second half, Miami flipped the script and took advantage of the Celtics missing two starters, as well as having some tired legs following that game 7 on Sunday, plus the travel to South Florida. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I saw this nerd alert as I was prepping for the show. The Miami Heat and the Golden State Warriors, the only teams that are still undefeated at home in these playoffs. And Golden State has the home court advantage against the Dallas Mavericks in a Western Conference Finals that will start on Wednesday. 855-212-4227. Don is listening in Clearwater, Florida. Welcome to After Hours, Don.
Hi, Amy. Love your show.
Thank you.
I got a question for you. Jimmy Butler has pretty much been an absolute stud for every team he's played for. Do you think there's a chance that he's a future HOF?
That's a good question. Generally, the Basketball Hall of Fame is easier to get into than some of the other halls of fame. But I don't think that that's where he is now. And I'd agree with you. He's a stud. He's athletic. And certainly his stats are bearing it out more with Miami. He's had his first 5 40-point games in the playoffs with the Miami Heat. But I don't think at this point yet he's a Hall of Famer. And you point out that he's bounced around a lot. That's partially because at times he can be abrasive, and his style and the way he communicates and the way that he kind of runs not only his own ship, but you know, the locker room, it can be divisive. It's not always a style that brings players and teams together. And so I don't know that at this point would go against him, but I think there's still been a lot of moving around in his career. And so I'd need to see more of that stability and more of that longevity, potentially in Miami. If they win a ring, that adds to it as well. I don't think at this point yet he's a Hall of Famer, but he's also got a long way to go in his career if he stays healthy.
Amy, before I close, I want you to know that there's a gas station 1 mile right up the road from me, north of me, that has $3.96 for a gallon, which is still outrageous, but it's well below what everybody else is playing.
Well, my mom and her husband are in the Houston area, and they're still paying below $4 a gallon for regular. So there are some places in the country. I paid $4.14 in North Carolina on Saturday, and I'd seen it for $4.09. So yeah, there are some places where it's low, but I would imagine that you're going to jump up over $4 too soon.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir. It's good to hear from you in Clearwater. Actually, used to do Christmases in Clearwater. My grandparents, my maternal grandparents, had a place in Florida in Clearwater, and it was one of my favorite places in the world for the longest time. We would go in the summers, and then we would go at Christmas time and do Christmas in Clearwater. So many of you are weighing in on both Twitter and Facebook, A-Law Radio, as well as After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook. And it seems like the most expensive prices are in the Pacific Northwest. Like, for instance, Matt says it's $5.09 in Spokane, Washington, but also in California, which makes sense, of course. And then some of you north of the border in Canada. So we have a lot of people who listen in Canada. Various places. Chris says gas is $7.50 a gallon in the Toronto area. Holy crap. I would park my car and I couldn't afford that. And then Sean says in Northern California, it's $5.89. Let's see. Ted says $5.05 for diesel in upstate South Carolina. That's actually not terrible for diesel. Jay says $5.09 in Dallas, Texas. Chris says $6 a gallon in LA County today. Oh, my heart hurts for you guys. I feel bad complaining about $4.47, which is now $4.87. Maybe we should stick to sudden death, although I feel like that's what's happening. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.